Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dr. Michael Bussler, thanks for being here this morning.
Always my pleasure to be here, Dawn, and thank you for the kind words.
Absolutely. So what do you see in this administration? Yesterday, some big news with Hyundai, almost $21 billion investment. We've got DOGE going on. We've got, the budget news, the Fed. As Michael Bussler wakes up and looks at the world of finance and where we are in our nation, we still have a deficit. What do you see?
I see us going in the right direction. Let's start with the deficit, and the public debt. So because the federal government has run a deficit in 59 of the last 63 years, all but 4 years, we have this huge public debt, $36 trillion in debt. Now, people say, well, what's the problem with that? And there's two problems. One, the interest charges on the public debt are now approaching $1 trillion a year. That's more than we'd spend on the defense budget. And the problem is when we ran these deficits each year, there's no program in place to ever repay any of that money. In other words, we run a deficit, we sell a 10 or 20 year bond, pay interest every year, the bond matures, you have to pay it back. We don't have the money to pay it back, so we sell new bonds to pay back the old bonds and roll over the debt. That's why the public debt keeps growing. Part of the problem with that is much of this debt was taken out when Treasury bonds were 1%, 2%. Now they're over 4%. So just refinancing some of the old debt will drive up interest charges. And as I say, they're now approaching $1 trillion a year. We have to do something about that immediately. The second problem is with the federal government pulling that much capital out of markets, there could be and there will lead to a capital shortage. So there's not enough capital left for business and even consumers. So we need to get this problem resolved immediately. The first thing you do when you're stuck in a deep hole is to stop digging. So the first thing to do is to get the budget balanced as quickly as possible. That's a very tough chore. Why? This year will take in, the federal government rather, will take in about $5 trillion in tax revenue, yet they'll spend $7 trillion. So that's a $2 trillion deficit. So President Trump got into office and he said, look, we have to resolve this now. Presidents in the past who have all said this, and there's half a dozen presidents since Reagan who have said that we have to get government spending down, yet it doesn't go down. The main reason is they come in, they take a look at it and say, well, let's try to cut a little here, let's try to cut a little there. We'll have a bipartisan commission. Nothing ever happens. Trump comes in and he says, look, in some of these departments, instead of trying to cut a little bit out of it, let's just cut the whole thing out, cut it all the way down to zero, and then justify what should be spent. That way, we'll get government spending down very quickly and come as close as we can to balancing the budget, which is very important because this public debt is so huge.
And so, so $5 trillion incoming, $7 trillion in spending. It's for all of us that have to do this at our kitchen, do the family budget, and you have to make the cuts. So we have two new things going on. In one of them is the idea of tariffs. And then the other one that's going on is this idea of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, which I think we talked about this before. It's actually nothing new. If we look it up, Obama was somebody who hailed this and basically talked about it, but could not do the actions that we're seeing now.
Exactly. So Trump finds the smartest person he could find, who's the most technological savvy, and said, look, take a look at every department, and if you can modernize the department and using technology and all the technical people that Musk has working with him, if you can modernize the department and get the same output, so the government's doing the same thing, and do it with half the amount of people. So he brought Musk in, and recall when Musk bought Twitter, he reduced the workforce by 75%, added more technology, and it works fine. So Trump said to Musk, come in and do the same thing. Now, a lot of people are complaining about that. Mostly the people who are complaining are the ones that benefited by this government spending and all the government inefficiency. So that's the first thing. We're going to try to get government spending down. Now, the second thing you mentioned was tariffs. So President Trump comes into office and, you know, he's a free market kind of guy. I'm a free market person, too. I don't like to see tariffs on anything. So he comes into office. And he said, well, most the view was we'll keep tariffs low. The U.S. will charge 2.5% tariffs on everything brought in. And that seemed okay. The problem was every other country didn't do that. China charged a 25% tariff. The European Union puts a 10% tariff. And then they have this value-added tax, which even adds more to it. India, Harley-Davidson sells a lot of motorcycles in India. India put a 100% tariff on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. In order for them to survive, they had to go to India and build a plant there. So President Trump says, I'd rather not have any tariffs, but if we're going to have them, I want them to be reciprocal. If we're charging 2.5, you charge 2.5. If you're charging 10, we're going to charge 10. So I just want the tariffs to be fair. Secondly, many vital products like aluminum and steel aren't produced in the U.S. anymore because it's so much cheaper to produce it somewhere else. As a result, our steel mills are pretty much going out of business. U.S. Steel is on the verge of bankruptcy. They tried to sell it, but the Biden administration wouldn't let that go through. So President Trump says, we need a vital steel and aluminum industry. The only way to do that is to place a tariff on imported steel and aluminum, which will raise the price. Then the American steel will be cheaper to produce, and we'll start revitalizing our plants. That'll draw capital from investors who see profit in U.S. steel, and our steel industry will be better. Now, people say to me, okay, that makes sense, but won't the public be paying more for steel and aluminum than they were before the tariffs? And the answer is yes. They will be paying a little bit more. It will tend to be somewhat inflationary. However, it's so important to get those industries back here, you know, because if you go into a war or something, you need aluminum and steel. So it's so important to get those industries back here that the steel will have to be a little more expensive. Then he says, I'll offset any potential increase in price by significantly lowering the price of energy. And he's taken action already to make it easier for oil companies to drill. The permitting process is easier. He's going to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which was all set to go, and Biden stopped it. So Trump says we'll vastly increase the supply of energy. When you increase the supply of anything, the price goes down. Energy accounts directly for about 7% of the consumer price index, and indirectly almost 30%, because manufacturers will be paying less for fuel, so that'll put downward pressure on their prices too. So the tariffs may lead to a little bit of inflation in the short run, but in the long run, we'll have better industries here. And with other countries, he's trying to get to tariff equality. Mm-hmm. So whatever we charge, they charge the same thing. It will open up foreign markets to our manufacturers, particularly in the agricultural sector. Those markets have been closed to our farmers because there's quotas put on and high tariffs.
Just real quick, here are two headlines that have just come in. One just a few minutes ago, USA Today headline, a recession may be coming. It's not too late to prepare. And the Wall Street Journal earlier this morning, Trump plays recession roulette with the American economy. Your reaction, Dr. Michael Busler, to those two headlines of major American publications?
So what they're saying is, look, if you reduce government spending anywhere near the amount you say you're going to reduce it, that's going to reduce demand in the economy, and that could lead to a recession. Secondly, if this tariff lead to much higher prices, then people are going to have to cut back on what they buy, and that too could lead to a recession. So that's their view. Personally, I don't think so. Cutting all this government spending, it's really excess demand, and I think it will put downward pressure on price rather than downward pressure on output. Also, even if the tariffs go into effect, and a lot of these won't go into effect, this is a negotiating tactic where President Trump, as a business person, wants to create a sense of urgency and bring people to the table, so he threatens these tariffs. A lot won't go into effect, but even the ones that, do will put some upward pressure on, price, and that could bring more inflation. But again, I think bringing energy costs down will offset that. And although the economy is slowing, I don't see a recession this year.
Hope you're right, Dr. Michael Busler. Thank you so much, as always. Hope you come back soon. Dr. Michael Busler, professor of finance at Stockton University. Thank you.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.